You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Yo, we're back. This is the Zen Master, and you are tuned in to the Flavor Show. We're back for another very, very hot topic. Today, I have my two co-hosts with me. I always start by introducing the beautiful Tashia Pope.
Hello.
Mama Ty.
Clarence Wack.
Ooh.
And this is the man that's trying to put on the Clarence Wack, which I don't understand, but hey, that's what he believes.
Listen.
Black.
Cook a meal.
Cook a meal.
Cook a meal. You know what they say, though, right?
Yeah, so we got a topic today, so we're not going to get off of y'all bantering back and forth. You know, y'all, you could do that on your own time. This is time that we got to pay for, so let's be mindful that we get our message across. Got a new toy. So today,
we see.
We are going to talk about, and we're not doing it because it is Black History Month. Let's be clear. This is not why I'm talking about that, because in my eyes, we should celebrate who we are every day of our lives. But being that it is February, we want to take a look back. It is 2019. According to some documented records, Africans were brought here because we didn't come. It's 1619, even though the records say that we go back further than that. But today we could say from 1619 to 2019, 400 years, where have we come? What have we accomplished since we've been here? How far have we gone and how far do we need to go? So that is the topic for today's conversation. Mm. So, you know, I'm a person who has very deep beliefs on this topic. So that's why I chose it. And, you know, my beliefs might be contrary to some others. I don't believe that 1619 was our existence here. That's not where we started. I believe it were people of African descent in what we now call the Americas here well before then. You know, I'm a history buff, and I understand that it were Black Black or Africans or whatever we want to call ourselves at this point in time who were here and existed here and even had indentured servants well before 1619. But this is not to go back and just talk about history. This is to talk about how far we've come and what we've accomplished since that time. There's been a lot of things that have happened. We have people who have ascended to the highest office in this country.
Yeah.
Right?
Obama.
President Obama, right? We have people who have become billionaires with a B. You know what I mean? Since that time, since we first come here. So it's been a lot. We have inventions that have been created by Black people that have revolutionized the whole world. You know what I mean? That have patents that have been sold all across the world due to those inventions. So it's a lot to celebrate. And at the same time, I think are some actions as well that would have the ancestors whose shoulders we stand upon spinning in their graves, because there's some things that we're doing now that is just that takes us back to the buffoonery and the coonery.
Right.
That's so well documented. So, I mean, in the news, you know, we always try to keep up with current events. I mean, what's going on? I'm sure everybody's seen the Gucci and the Prada. Right.
Montclair, did y'all see the too. Prada? Yeah, I saw the Montclair too. Montclair put a black face jacket out as well.
So I mean,
really?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know anything about it till last night. Actually, talking to somebody.
Yeah, they did.
So, go ahead.
I think it's really unfair, though. I think it's that us as Black African Americans, we don't stand up for each other. I think that whatever they decide to do, they do. They feel like we just gonna follow suit. Oh, we gonna march, because that's what Black people do. They march. They've been marching since the early what, Zen?
They've been marching since they had shoes. It seems like
and it haven't got us nowhere.
I mean,
you know, we have to take a stand of action and say, you know what, for real, We're not going to spend no money with them.
Yeah, but that means staying together. And all we do is fight each other. Exactly. I mean, we rob each other. You say support black businesses and each other, but we hike prices. We do dirty stuff.
Exactly.
Don't show up. Don't call. Don't do.
It's the same. And you're right. It's the same thing with T.I. and Floyd Mayweather. They got a little beef going on about the situation.
They had a pissing competition.
But yeah, T.I. killed him. Did you hear the rap?
Yeah, he killed him. But a guy made a comment that made a lot of sense. He said, okay, T.I., you said you are the new leader of these causes, but you supported the NFL. But he was the first person to say, let's boycott the NFL. But when the NFL came to Atlanta, he was a part of it. So which one are you? Are you standing for something?
Sure. Can't ride the fence.
Or you riding the fence.
I mean, so yeah. I mean, and I think it goes back to this whole incident with Gucci, in my mind, was no more than it's better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission. So you put out something like that appeases a part of their base, and, you know, that who are racist in that mind state that look at that as something that's funny or something they would support. And then after you do it, you say, oops, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, I didn't really mean that. So I didn't mean to manufacture sweaters with big red lips.
Oh, but here's the thing, though. Before they went to manufacturing, they already had okay for it. So they felt that it was okay to do it anyway.
For sure. So.
And for dude saying that the guy is coming from Italy, to talk to him, what he coming for?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, just to see a vacation or something? Because he knew what it was before he got here.
So that division, because, I mean, the reason why T.I. went after Floyd is because Floyd was saw going into a Gucci store. And, you know, and he said, hey, I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to be who I'll be. I don't follow anybody. Right,
he ignorant for that because he should have said this here. And it's just quite simple. No comment. He can spend his money where he want to spend it. He earned it. He earned it the hard way on his back. So I'm not mad at him if that's what he wants to spend his money. But what I'm mad at him for is saying, hey, man, sometimes, man, I ain't got nothing to say. Yeah. No comment. I'm going to go in there and spend me some money. He had to say what all he said, but it's personal with him and T.I.
So the African-Americans, blacks, whatever name that you feel, our gross national product is $1.25 trillion. Trillion.
You know, can I say this to y'all?
So what that says, let me just finish this point real quick. So what that says is are the amount of money that we spend as consumers is higher than some other countries.
Mm-hmm.
You know how long this dollar stays in the black community?
Not long.
2 seconds.
Not even that.
Close.
Not even that.
6 hours. Six hours.
That's crazy. And you know the funniest thing is?
Oh, just think about that. 6 hours.
That's crazy.
That's long enough to go to the liquor store, cash your check, maybe go see the weed man, and then take the rest of that money outside the suburbs.
Right now, we purchase online. So before you get paid, it's already gone. You have already put it out there.
You know what, Ty? And I'm going to say this to you too, Zen, is that okay, we have came a lot of ways from then to now, but we haven't. We still haven't grown because the black people have so much power. And let me give you a prime example. I remember back in like the 80s, they was selling trucks, like the flatbed little trucks.
Mm-hmm.
They was like maybe $3,000,
mm-hmm,
brand new,
because
only white people bought them. Soon as black people start buying them, they went up to $8,000, $10,000. Now these trucks, now I'm talking about is $20,000, $30,000. But my thing with us is this here. We'd rather march. That ain't how we kill the gang.
So we can't, let's not, all right. Marching was a method that they used in
back
the
60s. In the day.
And they still doing it.
But okay, back then it may have been more effective because it was a way to galvanize, right? You got to come together first in order to do anything. So the biggest problem is what y'all both said when we started this conversation is, as far as our standing on a united front. So marching may not be the best thing, but I do believe one of the most effective ways to get people to change the way they do, or that has helped us, it's always been to boycott or to redirect our dollars. So when you boycott, then it needs to be something It's like I watched the Steve Harvey Monique thing, right?
Right.
And did you see that?
No, yeah. I read about it. He said it wasn't true, but that's
okay.
Bullshit.
So when he talked about it, he said to her when she called for a boycott of Netflix because she wasn't getting paid. His thing was, if you're gonna boycott, it has to be an alternative. If I tell you don't shop at Gucci, then it should be a Blacks or another company that is owned by us that I'm giving you to go to.
Exactly.
I can't tell you to stop going to Myers.
And then
it ain't no other supermarket. There's no other Black supermarket in the city. So I can't tell you. We're going to boycott Myers. Okay, well, I'm going to get my food. You know what I mean? Because if anywhere else. So that's why we need things in place. Now, during segregation, Black people
had everything in place.
Had things in place because they were forced to shop with each other. So you had striving neighborhoods
but they looked out for each other. That's when you had a person that, hey, you can go next door and get
the
a
barter
bag of
system.
Sugar or something. You exactly. Work something out.
But you know what I say this to y'all? If we one day.
You feeling like king right now?
Right.
We didn't spend $1. You know what? It would devastate the economy. It would fuck the whole economy up. Because like you said, we spend the most money. We are the biggest consumers.
Because you are materialistic.
You're right.
We are the profit margin. We are businesses live and strive off our dollar.
Yes.
But we don't understand the power of that dollar because that dollar can be redirected.
Anywhere.
You do understand, however, it's not in your hands anymore. You are old. So the problem is, it starts
thanks
with Morgan.
For,
I'm sorry, I'm just saying, but
oh, she just hit you with a.
Yes, she liked that too. I think that's cute.
She hit you with a 1-2.
I'm just saying, it starts with Morgan, and it starts with my daughter, and it starts with my son, and even that they're too late. It's the ones coming
behind
that
them.
We need to be prepared for. They're the ones that makes the difference of where this money is being spent. They're the ones that's looking at the internet and looking at television, and they're seeing the Kim Kardashians and everybody else of what they're doing and how they're dressing. So that's where the investment goes, because they want to be like them.
Exactly.
If Floyd Mayweather had his own clothing line and invested in his own stuff, then yeah, that's the person to go to. But they look at Tom Ford, they look at
Gucci,
Prada. They look at Prada, the BBBD, whatever that is. I'm not BCBG, a label person.
Right.
Everybody has a label on it. It's fine for me. But for those, that's what they're excited about. So therefore, that's the person who's going to make a difference and a change. Your old dollars ain't.
True indeed.
And I agree with that.
True indeed. That's a lot. I mean, but it's still up to us to try to guide those ones behind us and show them the right. Because a lot of, so that's the whole thing about history, right? If it's not passed on, it dies, right? So if they don't know, I mean, they don't have an understanding or even want to know because they're blinded by all these other things that's going on. I mean, you know, the Cardi B nonsense. And again, you know, I'm not trying to offend anybody who's a fan, but it's...
That just lets you know where the world is going. Anything that makes a lot of noise and that glitter, the kids are attuned to that. By listening to the TV, watching the television, which I call the idiot box, the radio. This is the worst thing that could ever have invented, was the phone. You cannot live without no phone.
Wi-Fi.
It's just Wi-Fi, phones, internet. I mean, you can't live without it.
But then let's go back to the discussion we had yesterday at work. You can't expect things to go far when we don't have grandmothers. We don't have parents. Our parents are babies themselves, and they're uneducated.
Right.
So being uneducated still puts them in the hole. They're in the negative before they got a whole bunch to dig out to get.
You got, like, you're right, Ty. Kids raising kids, the mother's kids, the father probably is nowhere in their life,
or a big ass kid.
You know, and they can't. What they gonna learn? They can't learn shit because the parents don't know shit.
And a lot of that comes from our history and how things have come up. I mean, in the 70s, a big thing in the 70s was, well, not even in the 70s, even before that, but in the 70s they did it legally, where the separation of the home, the breakup of the Black family,
mm-hmm.
destroying the Black family, you know, getting the father out of the household.
Right, which is your prison pipeline. That's one. Two, going back to I think I was talking to Mama Flo the other day, and I said, damn, I just realized. I went to my son's room like, you're not doing a Black History Project. Y'all speaking or doing anything? And he's like, no. I said, well, damn. And I scratched my head about it, but then I had to think about it. I'm like, well, at the school, they're doing, and we're researching and going back and forth. I still had to make him do, but because I wanted him to have more in the school and know that he's entitled to those things, he is at a school that is predominantly Black, but the whole deal of it is white. So therefore, they have a pool table in the school. They have foosball and hockey, where at this other school in the area, we don't have books. You have teachers supplying more of their stuff. The kids aren't exposed to things, so they don't know how to appreciate and know. So again, we're going still back to the history of keeping them in the hole. It's the same thing.
Well, I mean, just a simple thing is the per dollar per student allocation for
it's not even
in the city as far as in the suburbs. Right. I mean, you know, they based it on tax dollars, obviously, but still, if I'm getting $7,500 per child in Detroit, and you're getting $15,000 per child
in the suburbs,
the deficit is, you know, sorry, it's,
that's it's something. Not, you know, I knew they got $7,500 for Detroit. I did not know.
Oh, it's, yeah. So, and then the other
they got
thing
15,000
is so
in the suburbs.
Okay, you know,
but then that makes sense too, Zan, because it. And I'm a product of staying in the suburbs. And I ride past these high schools, and they like colleges.
Yeah, so that's what I was about to say. So, okay, and then I'm a sellout. I send my daughter outside of Detroit to go to school. She go way to West Bloomfield. And West Bloomfield has over 5,000 students in the whole school. Their graduating class is like 1,500. So you do the math. 5,000.
But that's part of the plan of what you just said.
Exactly.
But that's also letting her know that you deserve this. You're entitled to this. So if they can get it, you go get
you
it
can
too.
Get it too.
For sure. For
and
sure.
I ain't mad that you see your daughter there.
I'm not mad about it.
And then, you know, West Bloomfield Hills, I find out it's number two of Michigan best schools. The first one is somewhere up in Lansing. Cosimo. That's the first in Michigan. Top number one school in Bloomfield Hill. It's the second. So I would send my kid there, too, to get a better education. What, you going to send them to Myers? Old Refford? Oh, no, God, Myers is Refford now. You know what I mean? Right. They closed all these schools down in the city. So
but that was part of the plan.
So you right there tell you, education don't mean shit for the Black kids. But guess what? We're going to put Myers there.
We so gonna, they can spend more money.
Yeah.
But, so, again, that's the issue. So I mean, we'll talk about this. And, again, we've had some great games. And I like to say that sometimes because – the institution that we know that's called slavery ended 1865.
Supposed to end.
It, right, so it that's, just modified.
It, just modified.
In time, right? So with that, it is now, again, 2019. So that's, about 150, 160 years since that time. So in that time, we have made great strides. You know, we've had great inventors, you know, Madam C.J. Walker.
We've always had great inventors.
Yeah, we always had that.
Always.
They just stole everything.
About it, yeah. But we're the ones that create everything. Due to history on some,
this
who did
true.
I look at the other day? Actually, if I finish my door, it was, I can't think of his name because I was pulling up a whole bunch of awesome people. But the inventor of the car was not Henry Ford, and it's not going back. It goes back to like Philip something.
Yeah, so Henry Ford didn't invent the car. He invented the
Henry Ford didn't invent shit. He stole.
What do you call that? Come on, you know what it is. Assembly line.
He
bettered the assembly line.
But the point is that it was still initiated by a Black man.
For sure.
The whole trade. And that's with a lot of our stuff.
Man, and I hate to say it, and it's the real. White motherfuckers do nothing but steal. They the best stealers in the world. And they act like they invented every goddamn thing. We invented a lot of shit.
So he who wins the war writes the books.
That don't mean the book, right?
For the presidency.
He who wins the
he
war.
He stole the presidency too. See what I'm saying?
So I mean that is the.
And then he said he's on a state of emergency. For what? For what? For
because
what?
Because he can.
That's bullshit. Hit it again for me. Hit it one more time for me.
Because he can. So, understandable that power is never given up. Understand that. Power is never given up. So the only way that this situation will change, and again, it hasn't been that long, you know, 150 years is a small amount of time in the whole amount of time, you know, and how long have we been here? 150 years is a small amount of time. So it's going to take a reprogramming. All this stuff, the internet, the television, those are programs. And they're constantly programming you with the information that they want you to know and what they want you to believe. I mean, you know what Cat Williams said in his stand-up routine, that when they were over in Iran, they never said they were killing Iranians. They said they were killing insurgents. Mm-hmm. You ain't know what an insurgent was. You're like, yeah, them insurgents ain't shit. But no, they were killing the people. You know, so that
everybody,
so that
insurgent
programming you to feel like you don't have any empathy for an insurgent because you don't know
what the fuck an insurgent is.
Oh yeah, okay, well yeah, them damn insurgents, get them all. But at the same time, that's what's going on. So programming, we're under the greatest program, the television and internet. That's what those things are allowed to do. Constantly feeding you the information the way it's supposed to be spent. You could watch the same debate. Watch Fox and watch CNN and get two totally different opinions.
It's like going to church.
Another that's been programmed.
Another fuckery.
That's really the one that has held us hostage
for
the longest. Now, I will say this. The younger generation, I think they will be the ones who be the first ones to move totally away from
thing.
Because they don't, they're not, because all that is a hoe. Now, I don't want anybody calling me atheist or anything like that. That is not my standpoint. I do believe there is a living God that lives inside of all of us. That is my belief.
I believe that too, but I don't believe that we have to go to a church.
I don't
to get
have
it.
To go to a church
to get it.
Not if he lives inside
of
us.
And then you look at it like this. Okay, all these big mega churches that's coming up.
What are you doing?
Yeah, and then all these homeless people that's really homeless can't even go there and get cover.
I think in Detroit, I think, if I'm not mistaken, but I used to know the number when I was working for Rev. I think it's almost like $1 billion that black churches in Detroit deposited to banks on Monday morning. Every Monday.
Hey, that's the only business you can open your door without no money. And at the end of that day,
You paid.
Pimp.
Bring in a good person to speak a good word.
Yeah, a girl was just telling me, y'all, they went to this woman thing that they had at this church.
Dawn Seekers.
There you go.
That was this morning.
It was the other day, too. It was all weekend, basically. Mm-hmm. So she's like, oh, and they sold this and this and this and that. So I said, ask your question. Do they charge? No. I say, oh, they charge you. No, they don't. I say, okay, then. How many people you think probably come to that? She say, probably about.
They passed the plate. It's a charge.
You're right. That's where I'm going. I said, how many people you think may, you know, attend? Oh, probably thousands of people. I said, well, times that time, $20.
Right.
And then they charged you.
Right. I mean, so again, without question, they went to Africa with Bibles and came back with slaves. Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
The conditioning and the programming.
And they gave us something to feel like we belong.
Did. Religion. We always want to belong, but. Back to your thing with programming. Everything is down to programming. I mean, again, y'all mad at me, but y'all older people, if you don't start programming, then you got a problem. You took away cursive writing. You added all these fancy things and took away. You gave technology the dummy down.
Technology has
taken away the memory, short term memory, long term. You making worse shit. Kid can't remember a phone number to say they damn life.
I can't remember a phone number to say my damn life.
Well, you need to put the phone down because I can recall some numbers.
I know 1-331-6962. Now I remember that number. It's my auntie number because she had that motherfucker since I was a kid.
Since she was a kid, right? But that's the problem. We change numbers conveniently. Sure. Things are not the same, so the program has changed. So therefore, until everything is reprogrammed, like Zen is saying, we're still in the same situation. It's just modified.
Here's the question. How do we get?
So that's why it's important for us to keep doing things that we're doing and telling our stories. So and putting it out there. I mean, everybody, I watched the two deaths of Sam Cooke. Sorry about that. You should. Sam Cooke, James Brown, Muhammad Ali. Yeah, these men were trying to show us the way to do things, you know, how we could work for ourselves, by ourselves, right. Own our own masters, you know.
Write our own ticket.
Put and out music that is uplifting, that's going to cause people to think as well as dance. So that's why it's important for us not, and to support our own. Stop asking your black friend who has a business
to give you
for
some.
A hookup. Yeah.
Pay for it. Because you go to Gucci.
You go pay.
You're going to pay $4.
You go pay $4. You won't pay your homegirl to get your hair done, mm-mm. but you'll go up the street to the other person and pay full price all the time.
And here's the funny thing about all that. And I'm guilty of it because I used to spend a lot of money on known shit until I started doing the research. The stuff they make is not even for us. They don't even want us in their clothes.
Not at all.
If you look how Gucci make their clothes now,
it's cut for it's the cut wrong person. It's
it ain't cut for us.
Sister.
Ain't cut for the Curvy sister.
It's not.
Your man Tommy Hilfiger said it. I don't make my clothes
for y'all.
Many years.
Okay, prime example. Gucci had the Gucci shoes. Niggas was flying to the mall. Couldn't keep them on the shelf. When he came and found out niggas was buying all of them, he cut them out. Cut the Gucci shoes out.
So, I mean, again, it's
still stuck.
So power is, I said it was never given, but a lot of power is assumed. We give power away to people based on
who they are, what they have.
Programming,
dream,
knowledge,
the programming.
Right. Yeah, so we give power away. Okay, this is better because I know if I go to the Wendy's in Southfield, it's going to be better than if I go to the Wendy's and...
But it's the perception. Like you said, the Wendy's in Southfield, you're like, oh, yeah, they wash their hands.
Right.
They ain't dropping my food.
But,
if I go
but,
right here
but
in the
you
hood,
know what?
They spitting on me, dropping
not,
my stuff.
And that's so far from the narrative.
That's
the,
that,
you know,
that is.
Prime example. You're right. So I went to this restaurant. I couldn't wait to get there. I get there, and the service was fucking horrible. The food was horrible. I say, hold on. Then I go into the bathroom. I say, hold the fuck on. Now, this almost would be a four-star restaurant. The food was horrible. The service was horrible. I had been to hole-in-the-wall restaurants.
And had the best.
And had the best meal.
That's right.
The best.
But programming.
Your programming.
Right. I think it's better because I spent more when I could have came and spent with my own people and got a better meal. It's just sad, man. We stuck. We came a long ways, but we still stuck.
Mm-hmm. So this is going to be the most profound thing that anybody has said so far this year. You can put this down. This should go viral, what I'm about to say right now. It's so profound.
It will when you hear him your Facebook.
Yeah, right.
Code.
I got to do that. There's only one race.
It so, is. We all bleed the same.
It's mm-hmm. only the human race. We look different based upon our geographical origin. That's it. So, from my brother who's over here engineering today to me. What's your name again?
Randy.
He bleed. Same color I bleed. His characteristics, not much different than mine. The only difference is he's a lighter skinned brother than I am. We all one race. It's only humans. So, anything else?
Back. He an alien. He
well, you know, Black was hatched.
Hatched.
Yeah, he came from a different
that's
place.
Why, that's why I said shit.
Yeah, you know, came from a different place of time.
I was hatched in the field.
But everybody else except Black.
Goddamn right.
It's the same.
They're all humans. So, the reason why things have been placed where divided is for that reason.
Programmed.
To divide, right. To divide and to conquer, to make money, and to sell. This whole race thing. Race is what kills America. That's why America never will reach its full potential because America was set off to be a melting pot of all different people. I mean, the same people you try to keep on the other side of that wall, they've been here.
And going to keep, continue, going to come here.
They are here.
And it's not going to leave. They done built so many tunnels up on the ground, it ain't funny.
So I'm just saying that. Whenever we get to that point where we understand that, then we will see our greatness.
We'll rise as people.
We'll see our greatness.
But that's never going to happen. That's a good profile statement you just made, and we applaud you for that. That shit's never going to happen.
Well, the one thing is for sure, the only way things will – so when things get totally bad, just like when was that? Maybe about 15 years ago when they had that blackout, right, mm-hmm. on this whole side.
And you know what? Me and you was together.
Right.
We was at Bakers. Bakers,
right.
Eating.
We showed up.
Yeah.
We showed up. But that showed you when things were bad, when everybody didn't have nothing, everybody came together.
Oh, yeah, we had fun.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we had fun, too.
We had
barbecued all down the street. Everybody talking.
The whole block.
No, I'm saying. Look,
I can't listen to you when you say fun. Stuff like that, okay? Just, no, can't
Why?
Listen to you.
I can't have fun?
Your fun be something different. Yes, everybody did come together. I do remember my grandmother's block flashlight tag on the porch.
Yeah, bitch, you had to cut the light on. It was already out.
See?
The lights was already out, baby. Get ready. I told you better cook that food, old lady, because guess what? The lights don't work in the refrigerator.
Something else do, so it don't matter. It's all good.
Get it together.
It's all good.
Let me bring y'all back. That's bring, come back on. Come on back. Come on back. Let's stay on the topic. Let's stay on topic.
It's him.
Yeah, well, he can't help himself. You can't go back with him. You just
got. My goodness ain't going to help you.
Listen.
But anyway. Yeah.
That's okay, because I was in the house.
So that's what I'm saying. Where it's going to take a point. It's going to take a point where we are forced to do things and come together for each other. I mean,
if Bush go back to office again, you got there right. We might do a lot of stuff together because it's going to go from bad to
Bush or Trump.
I mean, Trump, excuse me.
It's going to be worse.
It's going to be worse. It's bad now. And if you think that he's making America great, shame on them.
Well, I mean, you got to understand he has his base. You know what I mean? He has his base, and he's supporting his base. So when he says he wants to make America great again, that's an America that I haven't seen.
Me either. I don't think he saw it either.
Shit. Oh, he seen it.
He saw the fucking
That's where he come from. That's where he come from. He come from the work of others to build his fortune. And that's what it is. So we have to change the narrative. We have to stop being the worker consumer and start being the owner builder. And it's just that simple. So there are a lot of, one thing for sure.
Two things for certain.
Right. One thing for sure that.
And two things for certain.
People are striving to do things that are for the upliftment and the benefit of the, of our race. But we got to understand that, unless we learn how to work together, things have been put in place. I mean, I was going to talk about the whole Willie Lynch syndrome. Everybody familiar with the Willie Lynch syndrome, right?
Yeah, everybody. Yeah,
you
for sure.
You heard about Willie Lynch while you're on your phone? While we on the air,
you got to make sure that dinner's getting done. Huh?
What's this? Yeah, just
you know what I said dinners, about. You know what dinners. I said about.
They woman. Can't sell nothing but dinners. Yeah,
yeah,
I got
okay.
that.
You know I what I said? I changed my mind.
Go back to what you were saying, Willie Lynch.
He's throwing me off, man. He's throwing me off. So we got to get to a point where we work together. That's my whole point. So move beyond
work together.
The narrative that you can't trust each other, that you can't trust black people are not to be trusted.
Prime example. You it's can't say that when he keep talking about me.
He love you. That's his way of showing it.
Listen,
that's like, what it is. Okay.
Yeah, I love you. I love my co-hosts and partners. I do. I really enjoy coming to see y'all.
How? You ain't never here?
I'm working on that. I'm working on being better.
Oh, my God.
I'm a work in progress, you know, and I'm working. Mm. And so y'all have to give me that. You got to realize, you know, I'm foreign to this country, so I'm trying to adapt to the ways of y'all living.
Earthlings.
Yeah.
Yeah, earthlings. You're not an earthling.
I just a free spirit. I don't ride like everybody else.
You just
ride.
Live life. I just day live. By day.
Hey.
All right. So back to this, man. Before we get off on another black tangent. Again, the whole topic was 1619 to 2019. 400 years. Where have we gone? Where have we come? Where are we going? And I would like to leave this conversation with the fact that we are still moving forward.
You are moving.
We are still moving forward.
I believe that. I believe we're moving forward.
And we're moving at a good pace, but we got to, it's a lot of things that, it's all about self-love. You got to learn how to love who you are. We've been taught in so many ways that not to love who you are, not to love your skin, your nose, your lips, your eyes,
your hair.
You know, all those things have been presented to us as not a great thing, when in essence,
everybody's doing it to look like you.
Exactly.
The Botox, the butt plants, the reshaping and figuring. The
melon.
It's all coming for the melon popping. Come on. I mean.
So understand, do your research. Don't listen to what you're told. Learn for yourself. You know, take the time to buy books. You know, before the Mayflower.
Go find the old person on your block. You need grandmothers.
You need elders.
Need elders. That's the education.
Right.
Exactly. Need elders in your life. You need somebody who could tell a story that you haven't heard. You know, again, before the Mayflower, Lerone Bennett. I read that book when I was 19. Totally changed my whole life. So he was a famous editor for Ebony. He wrote the book Before the Mayflower. It's a historical from our beginning to when a book was published. So that's a book that people can get out there and read. Read. It is not a crime to read. Open a book.
Any book.
Yes. Yeah. Learn. Study who you are. Learn where you come from, what your essence is, what your potential is. Potential. I'm going to tell you what my coach told me about potential when I was in high school. Potential just mean that you ain't shit yet. Work on it. Work on your potential, on being the very best person you could be. That's to be the main thing that you're concerned with, not concerned with trying to be better than anyone else. Just be the best you. Be the very best you that you could be. How much time we got, Randy?
You've got about 15 minutes.
Okay, so we got...
No, you speaking ahead.
Stretch. Stretch.
You're good at stretching.
I'm good at stretching.
Oh, for sure.
This is what I do.
It's what you do. Very, very knowledgeable. Well, young man, you are. I'm not going to call you old.
You ain't going to call me old?
No, I'm going to leave that to time.
You know? Probably because
you... Call you old, too.
Probably because you're the same age.
He just said the other day, though, we need your youthfulness on the show.
We do.
See?
We do. She brings that spark.
Nah.
You know what? I'm not going in on you. Because he right. We do need that. It's like bringing a son of Ray in here. But you got to bring the meal, baby, next time you come.
She
got
to bring some dinner.
But you're very educated. You smart. Yeah.
And that's another thing. Our women.
Good brain.
Our black women should be applauded every day.
Every day.
And every minute of the day. Because they have been the forefront leaders and pulling us along.
The strength, man. If you look at every household, man, the strength, and I hate to say it, don't come from the man. It comes from the woman. And if you look at it, you know, I was raised by a single parent, and I know I gave my mama hell.
I get it right. So I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and I'm going to bring this up now, because this is somebody that I was talking to, and they were considering leaving the state and moving, like, down south. This was this person was considering moving. And we were talking about the differences. And I was saying how slow things are down south compared to here. But the one thing about down south as the difference here, it's less, in my eyes, I might be wrong, I don't know the statistics. It's less single family homes and more families where you have the man in the
home. So it's a lot harder. So when I considered moving to... when I tried to move to Carolina, but aside from that, even my friend, when they were going through their divorce, they were more so like forced that they didn't believe in separation. They mm-hmm. went through like high hell to divorce each other. Mm-hmm. So it is made to let's keep that
the family bond together.
Bond together.
And I think it's a difference in upbringing.
Yeah.
So
You're more humble.
Yeah, more humble.
And here, like I used to, me and Sharonda, who's not here today. Well, we used to have this program, Mad Love. We used to go into different schools, 7th grade through 9th grade, talking about African history. One question that I would ask every time I would get in the classroom, I would ask it specifically to the young girls. I would ask, how many of you have been raised to believe that you don't need a man? All of their hands immediately will go up every time I ask this question. And that's... Totally not true. A man needs a woman.
Me and you had that discussion. We did. And
woman needs a man.
That is true. But.
But. Here it comes.
But.
But.
How many. My son is raised. He got his rough side, but he knows he'll open the door. He'll help and do.
Sure.
And then stand his ground. My daughter on the same token is, you don't have to wait on a guy. You seen your mama shovel the other day when all the snow was out and go help somebody else shovel. You seen changing a tire. You take out the trash. You paint your bathroom and put drywall up. If I got to wait on this person to come, do it yourself. Don't be afraid to move
a washer, a dryer. And you're preparing her.
I'm preparing her to be able to take care of herself. However, the whole mindset does change and you're like, nigga, I don't need you then.
So. Right. So it's because a man is no good, excuse me, if he's not needed.
Right.
A man can't do nothing. If a man can't do nothing for a woman, he can't have that woman.
Right.
So now you have these women who are top notch. You know, they got everything going for them. What can I bring to you? So at the first hint, a sign of
weakness,
I'm out.
She gone.
Or it's going to cause such a rip between the two of us because I'm constantly trying to tell you what I think. Because a man, if he knows he's a man, he knows he has to provide.
Right. Protector, stabilizer.
Have to do that. If he knows he's a man. Now, it's a lot of males
that don't know that.
Right. So they looking for ways to live off a woman, or they looking at ways to get as much as they can. You know, that's their mindset. So a lot of women come into contact with these type of males, and this keeps their guard up. Like, hey, you know,
then it messes the lady up because when a guy do come in, that's really a man. Mm-hmm. The women don't know how to accept it,
right?
Because we have given y'all so much bullshit, so many times, till you don't want to let your guards down.
Shit. Exactly.
And you can't be mad at because. Even though I talk a lot of shit, I am a provider, protector, and stabilizer.
I can see that.
And I have been married for a long time, and I took care of the whole family. Mm-hmm. And he can attest to that. Not only my family, her family too. Mm-hmm. But soon when we started getting divorced, I became a piece of shit to the other side of the family. But it's hard for black women to even trust us.
Yeah, because so much bullshit has been played. Yeah.
But the reality is that in other cultures— the family unit is the strongest thing that keeps everything together.
It is. Yeah.
So by us going against that, you know what I mean? I could do this on my own. I don't need.
But you said, again, the program was put in place remove the men from the house.
And then you got to understand this too, Dozier. And I feel you on that, man. It's just like I went to Alabama. I went to Huntsville maybe a month or so. Hmm. And I went down there, man, and everything was so zen.
Nice.
You know?
Right.
And it was. And what I mean by that was we went out a couple of places and stuff, and I was seeing how everything was so different from home. The slow pace, more family-orientated people going out with their family.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Then I come back home. It went from, and I'm like, damn.
The right now.
Right now. So it's hard for us to even get into a serious relationship in a city because everything is going so fast. Till we all trying to fuck over each other. It's no get to know each other no more. It's no more dating no more. It's no more holding hands or opening the door for a woman or getting to know her brain other than getting to know her vagina. You know, when you get to a certain age in life, you want to know the intellect of a person. I want to know you. I don't want to know, the sex is good. Okay, well, then after we get through.
After sex, what's left?
But you have more social gatherings, too. I mean, people got together when they went to weddings. They dressed up. They sat down. Yeah, they had a good time. Who the hell doing that now?
Nobody.
What social gatherings are you having where people are able to dress up and go out and function?
A social gathering is Facebook Live. That's how people.
That's the party.
Social.
Yeah, that's the party.
You know, we meet up online and we talk.
Exactly.
And I mean, conceptually, it's totally different. So, I mean, it's back to the basics. Each generation should advance. If you don't grow, you die. But sometimes you just need some of those basic home trainings, you know.
And we're not getting it at home.
It's home trainings. When you're working,
Survival skills.
You know, being, and again, it just comes back to Know who you're with. Not only who you with, know who you are.
Know who you are. You got to find out who you are first.
Knowledge yourself.
That's you got to love yourself before you can love somebody
else.
Absolutely.
The greatest dynasty ever was the Egyptians, and the only thing they studied, they went to school for 30 years. Only thing they studied was knowledge itself. If you know who you are, then you understand everything else out here.
Right.
Yeah. Know thyself. So I think that's truly what we need to get back to. Because know thyself is to know what God is, and you are.
You are God.
Made in God's image.
Right. Exactly. So, I think that us as a generation have to start really understanding and respecting the value of a woman. And that's true.
Well, the question. Woman is the greatest essence of life.
Yeah, because without a woman, there would be no us.
There would be no you.
Exactly.
Maybe.
I love women.
Unless you're an alien.
Well, you know, I was hatched.
I love women.
I love women, too. I'm trying to understand these creatures.
I will never understand.
You will never understand.
Yeah, I don't even want to. I'm not even going to try.
Never understand.
The things I understand, I'm good with. And anything else, I'll find out later. The things I understand, I'm good with. I'm going to keep on understanding it. Anything else I don't know by now, it'll come to me at some point. It'll come to me at some point.
We'll figure it out.
It's nothing like
maybe
a woman.
Maybe you are old, getting older. Just save your knowledge and pass it down. Be an elder.
You know what? You go, I like how you keep trying to slip it. And she jabbing shit out of us, Zen.
Yeah, she hitting us with the old. I'm good, though.
Well, I'm going to say this to you.
Seasoned.
Well, I mean, clearly, I like old. There's a 10 difference. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. Old is good. All the gray hair, just wisdom. And
stop pointing at me when you talk about
gray. Well, he died. He is so.
No, I don't got no dying minds, but I let it come.
You ready?
Yeah, if it's going to be gray, it's going to be
gray. That's why he got a hat on. He had.
No, I got a hat on because I ain't went got a haircut.
You still ain't went got a haircut? Oh, my God. We discussed that. You
yeah, I ain't went got one. I was going to go today.
Do that.
So, my hair is like long.
Is it?
Yeah, and I just ain't went and got a haircut. That's why I got this hat on. It's not because I'm never going to dye my hair. If it get gray and gray all the way out.
I'm dying mine this weekend. I'm just joking.
Please don't.
Take me as I am. Take me with all the gray and everything else.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Be true to you. Be true to you. It's only one you that you will ever have. So I think in summation, I think we should be pushing towards that time. Now, Randy, are we close? No? Yes? All right. So in summation of all this greatness today, are we boycotting Gucci? Well, I don't have to. I'm not in no boycott of Gucci because I don't go to the Gucci store.
Well, that's that was boycott. More of a black situation.
Yeah, that's
a
you.
Question.
You going to stop getting your Gucci's?
I'm not going to fuck with it. It's not because of T.I. now. I'm going to say this thing.
We just got to redirect dollars.
My dollar's not going there anymore. I got a friend, and I love to bring him on the show. He a mogul now. And he got a book called Living the Sacrifice. He was a dope man. Big. And he changed his life around. And he got one of the biggest black entertainment companies now. Here. And everything he got on is this here, right? And I said to him, I said, every time I see you, you always got your shit on. You got a shirt, a hat, something.
He's supposed to promote
him. So listen,
him.
He said, see, that's the problem with black people. Y'all, don't, I got a brand.
Right.
And
he is
gonna,
the brand.
They're going to remember my brand before they remember me.
He is the brand.
But y'all going to run to Somerset and going to drop $20,000, $30,000. I'm going to go somewhere and order me some clothes and I'm going to snap my own stuff.
You are your own brand.
And he live by that.
Yeah.
Real profound young man. Real profound. I think we should
definitely
on him.
Bring him on the show. Bring him on the show.
A lot of education.
Last words, Ty. You got something to say?
Huh?
That's it.
Find your elders. Love you.
Find your elders. That's a great point. We need to really get that. Elders. We got to understand that. And
my grandmother is the most awesome person.
Yeah.
Lay in the bed with her and let her run her stories.
Right.
It's like a movie.
It is a movie.
Yeah, like a
it
movie.
Is. Long-term I never memory had, is wonderful.
I never had grandparents. I was never blessed with that.
I mean, being hatched.
Yeah. Well, you know, being hatched, I never had grandparents.
Okay. Well, right. You need to borrow somebody else.
You ain't got parents elders, either, right?
Maybe I might somebody. Borrow your grandmother.
Come borrow her. She
I would love
more
to talk
happy.
To her. Take seriously.
Her to, take her to out to eat. She'd
oh,
be
that
more
would
than
be no problem.
Happy.
I wouldn't mind taking her kid and just pick her brain, let her go for what she knows.
But these kids need their elders.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
You got too many grandparents that are my age that don't know.
Mm. Don't know shit.
No.
Kids smoking weed with the kid, drinking last with the kid.
Last words.
Be a parent, not the parent. Shit, that's just plain and simple.
Okay. Mine are two. Know thyself, two phrases. Know thyself. Learn who you are. Be the best you can be. Be the best you could be. Every day should be that your goal. And the last, read a book.
I was just about to say read a book. Read a book. Yeah. Please read a book.
And it's free reading. Reading
on Facebook. That don't mean reading what's on Facebook.
Actually, counting. We need to count.
Count and read. So get with that. This is the Flavor Show. It's been real nice. I hope you got something from this conversation. No offense to anyone who didn't. This is just the reality I'm saying. So that's it. Peace, love, hair grease. We out.
Out.
Monday, 6:30.